This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:19 a.m. You are listening to The Morning Run with Shazana and Xiaoning. In about half an hour, we're going to discuss the lifting of the mask mandate in the country and what you can do if you have concerns about the move. But in the meantime, let's talk about consumer protection in the auto sector. Did you order a car when there was a sales and service tax holiday, or at least tried to, but perhaps were put off by the long waiting time? An experience that many of us have encountered, as all automakers globally face supply chain shortages and could not meet demand, this has caused many to consider used cars.
But that, of course, comes with its own set of risks, as problems are not uncommon, although most are actually minor and easily resolved. Unfortunately, there are instances where buyers end up with a dud, where all attempts at rectifications and repairs prove fruitless, leaving the buyer with no other choice but to seek legal recourse. As such, the Domestic Trade and Consumer Affairs Minister, Dato' Sri Alexander Natalingi, recently came out to say that the government is considering a lemon law. And what is this? It's just basically a remedy for purchasers of cars and other consumer goods to be compensated for products that repeatedly fail to meet standards of quality and performance. And this will require defective cars to be repaired or replaced, and a consumer may actually request for a reduction in price or even get a refund.
So is this a step in the right direction? And what are there any laws at present that can protect you now if you've bought a defective car? For some thoughts on this, we have on the line with us Daniel Fernandez, Managing Director of the online car portal DSF.my. Daniel, good morning. Thanks as always for joining us. So maybe we can start off with just walking through what kind of existing protections do consumers have for cars in general now. Maybe you can walk us through both for used and new cars.
Okay. When you buy a new car today, you have a warranty, and the warranty is very strong. It's a legal document, you could say. But the thing is, if you have a lemon, and we know what a lemon is, a car that is frequently failing, it's got some issues, it could be build quality issues, it could be, you know, engineering issues, the warranty allows you to go back as many times as you want to complain. But for consumers, you don't want to keep going back over and over and complaining about a car. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the thing is, at some point, the consumer, whoever they are, they'll say, hey, I've had it. Give me a new car, or give me back my money and I'll buy another car. But the car company says, as long as the warranty is in effect, why should we give you back another car? Just keep coming back. We'll try and fix your car. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of times, for example, I've had dozens, hundreds of cases over the years where people come to me and say, you know, my car is like this, my car. I can't solve everyone's problem. But also some consumers can be a little bit unreasonable. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if they keep going back over and over, they could be unreasonable or just, you know...
So who decides then, Daniel, that this car is really a lemon and it's not? And at what point does the car company actually really, you know, there are no more excuses and they have to actually take some action by giving you a new car, giving you the money back? How onerous is that process?
Okay, in my experience in the last 22 years, there's been only a handful of times when car companies have actually bought back a car. Like, I know one situation many years ago with a very, very premium brand. The car was actually in their workshop, because you have the service booklets, right? Mm. And the car is sent in for more than 13 months in 2 years. Mm-hmm. So the owner had to send the car back so many times. So at some point, I thought, this guy is maybe just a weirdo. But when I went to actually talk to the car company, because I was also interested to find out what was wrong, and they actually sort of admitted, yeah, this car, we really can't figure it out. It keeps just going, you know, into trouble over and over, and it breaks down over and over. But whenever the car is with us, we fix the problem, it's sent out. Within a few days, the owner comes back. And the owner is not trashing the car. The owner is not abusing the car. So mm-hmm. there are some cars who are just filled
lemons.
With gremlins.
Yes. So then what happens? Do you then have to sue the car company? I mean,
yes.
After a while, it's not working, right? And you just don't want to go back to the workshop.
Correct. So this guy... you know, he sued the company over and over and over. But, you know, every time the case was just left aside. Oh, because you got a warranty. But because you could prove that for 13 months, the car was in the workshop in 2 years, they decided to compensate him by giving him another car. But not a new car. That's the thing. They did not give him a car that like that same model, the new one, they told him, okay, we'll give you an equivalent showroom model with about the same age and features. But to him, I've solved my problem. But to me, he didn't get what he was paid for. You get what I mean?
Mm. Okay, so you're talking about how new cars can turn out to be lemons and just the difficulties that the current system, it doesn't really solve the problems on either side of the contract.
But
what about for used cars then, Daniel? Are the consumer protections different?
I've not heard of any consumer protection for used cars.
Okay, so that...
And it also goes the same for reconditioned cars, because when you take from a non-legitimate brand dealer, whether it's new or used or reconditioned, they have their internal warranty. Yes, they have a warranty system which they work out themselves and they give you that document. But the document, you can't do anything with it.
Okay, so really underscoring the fact that lemon laws for used cars seem to be really necessary given that there are no consumer protections in place at the moment.
Yes.
Do we know the extent of the problems of defective issues for used cars? Is this something that's become more prevalent, hence why the lemon law, calls for a lemon law are getting louder now?
I think the lemon law is getting louder now, not because of the used car market. Yes, we have problems in the used car market. There are some used car portals that are now trying to get more legitimized and give, you know, a better warranty, a better sounding warranty. But I think the biggest problem is also in the last, I would say, 5 to 8 years, new cars have become very, very complicated, very technology heavy.
Hmm.
And this technology, when you put it on the road and drive it around, is getting into a lot of problems. On top of that, you've got now electric cars coming in with very complicated battery management systems, software systems, and all that. So let me give you an example. If a lemon law, like currently, if you go to the Tribunal for Consumer Claims in Malaysia, recently in 2019, they did an amendment to the Act to increase the limit from 25,000 to 50,000. Now, 50,000 sounds like a lot if you're driving a simple consumer random out. But if you're driving an electric car costing 200,000 ringgit, for example, that's a basic electric car.
Mm-hmm.
If your battery fails, for some reason your battery fails, that battery is 80, 90,000 ringgit. You're not covered already.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so put aside electric car. Say now you get a plug-in hybrid car, right? Now, a plug-in hybrid car, most of them are like 200 plus, 300,000 ringgit and all that because they still have tax on them. Electric cars have no tax. So they're cheaper right now. But cheaper means they're still 200,000. Now, if you get a plug-in hybrid car costing 250,000 and your battery system fails or your... you know, hybrid system fails or something in your electronics fails, it's not 10, 20, 30,000. It's 70, 80, 90, 100,000 ringgit.
So, Daniel, which then begs the question, what would you like to see in the lemon law if it's passed? How would it protect Malaysian consumers? How should it protect us?
Well, when it comes to lemon law, I think, okay, mature countries, they've had it for years and everything else. Singapore has had it since 2012, okay? Now, since 2012, Singapore had it. Of course, a lot of Malaysians looked at it and said, hey, why can't we have it? But over the years, Singapore has also amended it to be even better, okay? Now, by amending it to become even better, you have actually placed a lot of focus on the retailer making sure whether he sells you a phone, a watch, a stand fan, or a TV, or a car to be of some quality. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, they also, when say now I sell you a lemon color TV, okay? A flat screen 50-inch color TV. If they take it back from you, they can send it back to the manufacturer.
Mm-hmm.
There's no cost on their side. Okay, yes, you know, the handling costs and everything else. But then the consumer says, hey, I like this retailer. I want to go back to him and buy things because why? He has done the right thing. My TV doesn't work, he takes it back. Mm. But today, if you go back and complain to a retailer, they'll say, boss, you know how to use your battery. Your house, where you put it? You know, they'll come up with some reason. Because why? They don't want to deal with you because there's no law, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Unless you're friendly with them or their big chain store, they might say, okay, I don't have any social media interaction. But when it comes to cars are a very expensive thing. You don't, even you're buying a second-hand car, you might get a loan. You're paying for it over 5 years. You go back to the dealer. The dealer says, he's made his money already. He says, why do I need to deal with this guy?
Yeah.
So like in Singapore, they've made it so strict that if they don't do the right thing, they actually have to give back the money.
Daniel, thanks very much for speaking to us. That was Daniel Fernandez, Managing Director of the Car News online news portal DSF.my, really laying the case for lemon laws when it comes to auto purchases. And he makes a very fair point. Cars are not cheap. They're extremely expensive.
Yeah, it's probably the second most expensive thing you buy in your life after your house, right?
After a house, exactly. So it makes sense that a lemon law is in place to help protect consumers that find themselves in these really frustrating situations where they just cannot get a resolution on the defect of the car that they bought.
Yeah, but the $1 trillion question, right? We need it, but when will it happen? When will the government push for such a law to be enacted? It's been talked about for the last 5-10 years. And I wonder why. Why can't we enact such a law? It'll protect consumers. And then, car companies will then feel that they need to ensure that the product that they deliver to you is in working condition.
Mm. Daniel did explain to us why both new and used cars need a lemon law, actually. And so far, the comments that I've seen from the government is on used cars. So I think this is something that definitely needs more policy debate. And I hope that's what the government is looking to do. It is 7:29 in the morning. We're heading into the 7:30 a.m. news bulletin. And then after that, we'll be speaking to another Daniel, Dan Ives of Wedbush Securities, all about the iPhone 14 and whether this will further boost Apple stock value. Stay tuned. BFM 8.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.